What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCamera and John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling. It's Tuesday morning. We'll hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend. Obviously, the extended weekend. Here we are, and a lot to do. You know, the Phils obviously lost their last game, but have won quite a bit lately, including 2 of 3 versus the A's out there over the weekend. And now have the best record in baseball. Look, we'll talk extensively about the Phils today. We'll get into the Eagles. They start an OTA. Ruben Amaro with us later today. Phillies tickets on the line today. And you can be part of all of it at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Memorial Day used to be known as Decoration Day.
Really?
Yes. It was originally a Confederate holiday that was begun by a woman named Mary Ann Williams.
Wow.
A woman from Georgia who entreated Southern women to decorate the fallen men's graves.
Wow.
And that grew, and that began in 1866.
How about
that? And then that grew into Memorial Day.
I mean, I don't know what to say. It started with the South. It's kind of disgusting.
Yeah,
Now, Seltzer's
no
a big
idea.
Fan of the South. Because Seltzer, you're always saying, say the South will rise again. You say that. You've never
I've
said
overheard.
It on the air before. But
yes.
You know?
Well, you did just say it on the air, and I can cut that audio. So.
No, I do want to run for president someday. We don't need that audio cut. All right, good morning to you. So hope everyone had a good Memorial Day weekend. Obviously, a lot going on. Sports scene, I mean, it wasn't a ton of sports other than the Phils. You know, NBA and NHL playoffs, obviously. But let's start Phillies. Because, look, I hope people feel great about them. I feel tremendous about our baseball team. I mean, I could start by just saying best record in baseball, which this is the first time, John, we are convened as a show since they've gotten that, which I think might have been on Friday night. All these days kind of run together. But they have the best record in baseball. They obviously have a chance to win a World Series. So, like, that's my 1-2. Best record in baseball. Like, legitimate chance to win the World Series. Now, let's break it down further. And obviously, we want your reaction to what stood out to you this weekend with the Phils. And really, in many ways, the first 2 months of the season. So, they had won 9 in a row. I really don't care that it was against lesser opponents. I really don't. Like, they'll face tougher teams. And they may not finish with the best record in baseball. I feel confident, John, they will finish amongst the best records in baseball,
yep.
Right? I mean, so I feel good there. I think that the starting pitching continues to be outstanding, obviously highlighted over the weekend primarily by Wheeler, who's just, the guy's amazing. And also, they demonstrate heart. And I'll give you two examples of that, one that they won, one that they lost over the weekend. So I thought the Saturday comeback, I mean, it felt like a game that they were dead like three different times. So that was a great comeback. That showed heart. But so did Lizardo start on Sunday, and I know they didn't win. And I know he didn't win. He also didn't lose, meaning he didn't get the loss in that decision. In the end, it's a no decision for him. But after giving up those runs early, I mean, he battled. He also got through the seventh inning. You saw his emotion walking off the field in the seventh inning when he knew, you know, he was leaving. You know, and obviously, ultimately had a chance to win that game with the way Trey Turner got that eighth inning home run. So I see great starting pitching. I see heart. I see an improved Trey Turner, dramatically so. Now, I can't tell you I love the way Stott's playing these days because I do think he is largely scuffling. But
it's kind of nice that you got Trey picking up
it's very
that
nice.
Slack.
John, give me your thoughts. And again, this goes for everyone, 215-592-9494. The weekend Phils A's, the first 2 months, John, talk to me.
It's amazing. It's an amazing feeling knowing that we have this type of you know, we can put it together. You know, we knew that we had one of the highest payrolls in baseball, but the fact that these guys can do it better than anyone else, and our record proved it, that matters. Now let's maintain, let's continue. Remember, the goal is not to be great now. We've seen this team be great now. Doesn't matter. So I love plays from the weekend, like the catch. I don't remember
Rojas?
What day. Was it Friday with Rojas?
I think Friday.
In the outfield. I mean, diving backward catch almost.
Which he may have misplayed it, but
well, okay,
but,
he did. But he made up for it.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe, you know, the The fact that he was able to make up for it was outstanding. That was rare athleticism to see that sort of thing. And when I see that, when we see that, it's like, okay, we know that they can replicate that. And we know that these guys are all sort of pulling their weight better than we've seen. It feels like, you know, the true team feel. And I know that's hard to gain with baseball. And from the get-go, these guys have kind of been like putting their head down. We're not really going to talk about it. We're just going to do it,
Yeah. You
know, in a more mature fashion, in just a more straightforward manner. And it's accomplished the goal they were setting out to accomplish.
They've done a lot. I mean, one thing also this weekend, and I agree with you, John, these games all run together. Especially, by the way, no game on Memorial Day? Like, what in the...
I hate that.
What in the hell?
I hate it. Yeah,
what is so dumb. What is that?
It's brutal.
It's un-American.
It is un-American. What are we, in Russia? Like, what is this nonsense? I mean, it was Memorial Day yesterday. There's no Phil's game.
Nothing.
Which, by the way, does kind of, at least for my brand, I'm being honest with you, I'm all spun around on what game was what day and what, you know, but I hear you, John. I think the Rojas thing was Friday. I love the one time when Schwarber scored Saturday, whatever it was. Like, his emotion upon crossing home plate was...
Oh, back with the back and forth, the wild...
I think that one. Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot to really like about this team. Now, you did see a bad Romano on Saturday?
Friday.
You saw Strom struggle on Sunday. Okay, so those two, and listen, we knew that was one of a few
Achilles heels. Now that has cropped up again, and it reminds us, hey, even though we do have the best record, we do have deficiencies.
That's right.
But fortunately, that does feel like an addressable deficiency.
It is.
Maybe from the outside, maybe from a repurposing on the inside.
I agree with that. So look, all of it on the table at the Phil's first 2 months, last couple days, best record in baseball and a chance to win the World Series. Your thoughts, 215-592-9494. Seltzer, talk to us. What do you got?
Yeah, I get that the caveat is going to hang over this season. They have to hit in October. You know, it feels like we can't talk about the Phillies without mentioning that. Oh, and they're beating up on bad teams. And there's all these caveats, but we can't, at least I can't come into this season and asking them to play baseball a certain way. A bunch of, like, guys in their 30s for the most part and say, hey, change the way you go about your business. Spray the ball around the field. Don't swing at all these pitches outside. Focus on getting on base. Pass the baton. And then when they do it for a prolonged stretch, I mean, it's been like a month of them playing baseball this way. I'm not going to sit here and rip it. Like, I'm impressed with the way this team's gone about their business. The bullpen's an issue. There's no question. I mean, that's going to have to be, whether it's with internal guys who go to the pen or trades. I mean, that's going to have to be fixed. It's not good enough as the pen is now. But that is fixable. Like, I think right now, we're about to start June. It's almost June. I don't know how you couldn't be happy with this
team. How about the Trey thing, James?
He's been great. He's been 310 or something.
He's been great.
He's been awesome.
And
he's running.
He's starting to hit again.
He's hitting the power at the homer this weekend. Like, the power is there. He is spraying it all over the field. He's running. I mean, this is what we wanted.
Do you agree that...
How about Bohm going yard again?
Yeah, no, for sure.
With the power again.
Like four now, something like that. James, do you agree that Stott has, under the radar, had a not great season at all?
Yeah, he started good, and it's kind of just, you know, he's been great defensively, but he is. But yet, it seems like
good.
The offense around him has worked with him there. So it's confusing because the offense has worked with him at the top, but he has not been a big reason for it.
Well, look,
it's
we'll take your reaction to all of it. 215.
He was a reason for success 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, guys.
He's slumping right now.
But there was a point in time where he was atop the heap. I'm telling you,
two and a half weeks ago.
Man,
I don't buy it. You lose track.
But I'm telling you,
Bryson. Track. All right, Ray. Let me put the word highly in this question. Are you highly impressed with the Phillies?
Highly might be a little strong, but no. I mean, you have to listen. You have to take care of them. If they were losing to bad teams, we'd be crushing them.
Yeah,
they're taking care of it. They got a 21-7 record against losing teams. That's tremendous.
That is tremendous.
So, you know, you take care. When you're watching, they're doing stuff. They're doing all the things that James said. My only concern is, and it was my concern the minute Alvarado went out, is they're starting to push their starters a little bit more.
They are. Lazarna going that seventh inning.
I was shocked by that.
I was too.
And that's more. He's already, I think, at the innings he threw last year.
He was.
So, and remember what happened with the Rangers Suarez last year? He was 10-0, 10-1. It was. So I have a little concern. But yeah, I'll give you that. I'll have to say yes.
Well, we'll ask that question to everyone. Are you highly impressed with the Phillies? I mean, I certainly am. And by the way, I'll just add this one more thing. And this will be, for me, a focal point for the next 5 months. Or 4 months, depending on how long they go. I think they're going to October. The question is, how deep in October? I mean, it goes without saying, but I'll say it anyway. Seeing Zach Wheeler do what he did again over the weekend, I really hope that they seize this opportunity with this guy in this prime. I mean, you know, it's almost like the Saquon thing last year. Like, you know, Saquon last year is not going to be able to do what he did last year 3 years from now. I mean, it's so unlikely. I know Derrick Henry does, but it just generally doesn't happen in sports. You got this guy, Zach Wheeler, right now, who is like, he is so freaking unbelievable. And one of the things that makes me feel so good about October is, you know, when it starts, the ball starts in his hands.
Yeah.
Like he, like,
that feels
like,
great.
Like the, but, and you don't, and remember last year, guys, in the first round that they played, second round of the playoffs, he pitched, I think it was 8 scoreless innings, either 7 or 8. Scoreless! Didn't give up a run! And they lost the game because the bullpen blew it. My point is, you don't want to blow this golden opportunity with this guy. I mean, you got Bryce and you got Wheeler.
Okay, it's not like, it's not just that guy too.
I know
it's Zach Wheeler, but then think about the. I don't know who the best three pitchers for playoff purposes.
I know
behind him, who are our best three pitchers?
Because Rangers
that
making a push now.
That concept is exciting.
Yeah.
No, but also, what about a guy like we saw Mick Abel do some nice stuff. We still get to see the young guys.
Yeah.
You know, we're excited about where that's headed.
So this whole Phils thing on the table, best record, obviously a shot to win the World Series and a 9-game winning streak until the game on Sunday. Your reaction to it all. 215-592-9494. Coming up, your calls. We'll get to how you can win Phillies tickets today. We'll get to the Eagles as more and more. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. Also, tell us about your Memorial Day weekend. Hope you had a great weekend. Of course, there was no Phils game yesterday, but a lot of good stuff throughout the Delaware Valley. Hope you had a shot to have some fun. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
You're ready to propose. And yes, it can be a bit intimidating shopping for the diamond. And that's why guys all around the area will tell you, no matter what, you have to visit Benari Jewelers. They have a way of transforming intimidating into informative and confusion into crystal clarity. And here's how. The Benari team starts by putting you at ease, showing you every single thing you need to know about making that important purchase, how to evaluate the cut, color, and clarity. No hard sales, just education, putting you in the driver's seat. You'll feel like an expert browsing through the largest selection of diamonds, and not just any diamonds. These are hand-selected, with only a few making the grade to become a Benari diamond. The others land at big box jewelers with high-pressure sales to move them along. With Benari diamonds, the value shines through, and you'll walk away with a superior diamond that she'll love for years to come. Benari Jewelers, when ordinary won't do, everything at Benari is extraordinary. Exton in Newtown Square, online at BenariJewelers.com.